Hi, everybody. Welcome to Leawood Local.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Mallory.
Today, you're in for a treat. You get to hear what we usually just discuss with our husbands, what we are, deeming our hot topics.
Our hot topics, gripes, like something that like drives you crazy that normal people
probably don't
that
get.
My husband's like, I don't understand why this is making you so upset.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
Okay, something that really, really annoys me and has for years since it was, I guess, the practice started after COVID, is the self-checkout. I really don't like it. I am not a cashier, and God bless everyone who is. That's fine. They're choosing to do that. I am not choosing to go and scan my groceries and load them up. And it's,
if you can't see, I'm shaking my head the whole time because I love it. I love feeling like an employee. Like sometimes I'll even wear like a red shirt to Target to scan my stuff so I look like I work there because I enjoy it.
I should get you a name tag.
And like I love to get like the scanner out and there's nothing
for
like,
all your big items?
Yes.
Like the
but there's nothing like
paper
the feeling
towels.
Of like scanning across and it going bloop, bloop. And then you look up and then I always get, because I go dark real fast, I look up and I see myself in like the video monitor.
Right.
And I'm like, wow. I look like shit. And if I am to go missing today, and this is the footage they're going to use of like, she was last seen at Target scanning her own items, I'm going to be
happily scanning her own items.
Happily doing it. I'm going to look like death.
So, well, that's not true. But I hate those cameras because they just do not
shine.
Have,
there's no filter on
There's
them.
No filter. The lighting's terrible. It's like,
but you don't look. Even like them. Like, they're so convenient now. Like, if I run into the grocery store, now I don't have to wait in line for 30 minutes to buy the, like, milk that I forgot.
Okay. I'll give you if you have one or two items. But when you're doing a full-on checkout, and Target, for example, they don't even have cashiers half the time. Or if you are buying wine or chomps. You have to wait for someone.
Well, it's just here's my thing. Is there like, should there be a limit to the items that you can check out?
Yes.
Because usually I have, if I'm doing self-checkout, it's easy stuff. I have gotten better and ventured out because I used to not do it if I had any produce because then you have to like
oh, you
fill
have
it
to
in.
Totally, yeah. You, it's like,
they've showed me, they've given me some little quick feedback on how to do it.
Some quick tips.
I can do it now. You just type it in and it weighs it and then it bloop and it, you move on. But again, if you have like 150 items, maybe you go to the line.
Yeah, but sometimes there's not an option. Or the lines are so long, like wave that you just have to do it. So
okay, this is...
I'm not happy. Oh, I know what really set me off was when I texted you and a few other girls. In one of our like group chats or whatever, I was so annoyed after leaving the UPS store because now not only do I have to do self-checkout at Target and the Chopper, Hen House, wherever we go.
So not like they're making your life easier. I get it, but you're upset.
I have to like wrap my return up all by myself. That's why I take it to UPS. So they do it for me. It really did not make me happy.
Okay. That's, I'll give you that, but I won't stand behind you with that.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me that much. I actually like it.
Trader Joe's, I like it because you know you don't have to check out yourself.
No, Trader Joe's I hate because it's always so busy.
But they move you through so fast.
Yeah.
Okay. So we
agree to disagree.
Agree. Agree that we're disagreeing.
Agree that we're disagreeing. All right, throw me another one. Let's see how Let's see how we're doing.
Hormones and hot flashes.
Okay.
Which you aren't really dealing with.
I've had hot flashes.
Yet, regularly.
No.
Like more than five times a day. It's like you just feel it coming on and you're like, oh my God, let me strip. Like taking, you know, sweatshirts off, turning bright red.
You had me at strips.
You feel like you're just boiling.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've had them. I usually like at night in bed and you'll wake up like soaked.
Yes.
And I'm very confused. I'm like, what?
What just happened? What experience did I? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited because I get to go. I got an early appointment into my doctor. So hopefully.
Oh, that's good. So do you go see like a, not a dermatologist. Are you doing like hormones and stuff?
So I had them, but they stopped working. So I don't know what we're going to do, but I just hope that he will be able to find a way to stop him and I can sleep.
Okay, well, keep us posted.
And not be sweating constantly. It's so glamorous.
I'm going to say I don't know you as a sweater.
I know. I haven't been until now.
So you hide it well.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have?
Okay.
Anything that's on your mind?
So this is more of like a, do we still do this? So the other day, I was driving. And I was in the left lane.
Yes.
Do you like have to, I do the L
for I like
left.
The die. I
right. That's what I was always taught, L for left.
Yes.
So I was in the left lane. This truck was in the right lane. And it was on like a two, like row, where it's just two lane street. And like the truck wanted to get over. They had their blinker on. So I like let the truck over. So like the truck kind of cuts me off, but I let it over. I gave it room. And then it proceeded to go like 25. In a 45.
So it
not only cut me off, mm-hmm. I let it go through, and then it goes 45. So I was like, well, I'm like, I don't need to be in this lane. I'm going to go into the right lane. So I go into the right lane and go. And I mean, it was not as graceful. It was maybe more of a, but it wasn't anything like physical. And I drive by and this woman is smoking her Sigmo and giving me the bird. And I'm like, are we still flipping people off? Like, okay, is that still
the
thing?
What was the age of?
She's older.
I would be terrified to do that for fear of road rage.
Well, and usually I get my feelings like really hurt. Like I've cried before when I've been flipped off, but like I just kind of laughed because I was like, you just cut me off. Then you went 20 miles under the speed limit and I went around you. And you're going to give me the bird.
Right.
But I'm like, are we still doing? I didn't know that we were giving the bird. Still.
I would not do it. I would be way too afraid. And I don't want to.
I mean, just with road rage and stuff. Like, yeah. I would have been less shocked if she, like, sideswiped my car.
I don't even honk, really, unless I can see someone sitting at a stoplight when it turns green and they're on their phone. And especially if I'm running late. I mean, patience isn't.
But it was just one of those that I was like.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I didn't know we're still doing that.
I don't see people do that very often at all.
So let me know if you still give the finger to somebody. I mean, I get, sometimes they deserve it. I'll admit, sometimes I deserve it. And that's when I cry and it hurts my feelings. Because I'm like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
But again, road rage.
Yeah. Okay, so another thing that's kind of on my annoying list right now.
Yes.
Is, so I have two children in high school.
Uh-huh.
And we've talked about this many times on the show. Back in my day, when I went to school, your parent never knew you were absent until I think like the end of the year. Or like the lady at the front desk would call because it was back in the 80s and the 90s and they're like, Mallory's not here. Is she okay? Oh, she's sick. Oh, that's too bad. Mm-hmm. So now all these high schools have gone to like automated systems. So every day, like my daughter runs a little late to school every now and then. So like I get, and it's the same number every time. So, and it's a electronic recording.
Right.
So, and they butcher my daughter's name and they're like, hey, hon, has an undetermined absence.
Yep. They call, email, and text.
Yes. And they do it to both parents.
Yeah.
You
can opt out. Terry opted out. Because he was like, oh my gosh, you
have
to go.
I feel like I should opt out, but I would also like to know.
You need to. You can't.
Like the amount of times this child is late, I needs to be brought to my attention.
So the other thing that's kind of interesting on those calls is it doesn't specify if they're tardy. Or if they totally missed the whole thing.
Well,
and that's super frustrating.
Again, back in our day, you used to get a tardy and you could go and like have an eighth hour or whatever.
Yes.
So now it's, if you're not there when the class starts, they mark you absent, which I think is ridiculous.
I mean, I do feel like since COVID, the whole attendance thing, at least the message the kids have gotten, it's kind of optional because they learned just fine during COVID at home. So unfortunately, I mean, back in our day, nothing was ever shut down. We had to be in class to learn. So I think our kids are kind of like, well, this doesn't make sense because we had like that year and a half or whatever gap from where they were in school. Like, I never had issues with my older kids being in school because it was before COVID. Like, they just knew they had to be there.
You had to go to school.
Mm-hmm. And so now with my youngest, my high schooler, the lines are very blurred.
Well, I think. And so our kids both go to the same high school. Mm-hmm. So we both deal with, there's a woman that runs the attendance line.
Yes.
And every time I call, I'm like crossing my fingers and I'm like, please get the recording. Please get the recording. Because if she answers, it's a very abrupt attendance. And you're like, oh, hey. And like you, I feel like I'm in trouble when I'm calling to say that like my kid's sick or she's going to be late or my other one needs to leave for an orthodontist appointment. So I'm like, every time she answers, I just get really upset. I'm like, I just really wanted to leave a message and to not have to discuss it with you.
So I was like that too. I do feel bad for her though.
I can't imagine the stuff she puts up
all
with.
All of the kids that are constantly leaving or late or not showing up or kids just, you know.
Yeah, I do. I feel bad for her. But again, my daughter was late today. And I had called and said that she had like a migraine, so she needed to stay home and just kind of rest. And so I left a message. My husband is out of town. So my husband gets a call from the attendance lady, like saying, did you call your daughter out? But she's being very aggressive with him. And my husband was like, I don't appreciate your tone. And like, if we call our child out of school, then we've called our child out. Like, who are you to call and question me?
Right.
If she would have called me, I would have cried. Like, she's that scary.
Maybe that's why she called Clay.
I know.
Although she probably didn't expect.
But yeah, we do have to give her a little bit of credit because I know she puts up with probably every 5 minutes a kid coming in being like, I have to leave.
I think it's even more than that. I mean, I think it's just constantly. And when I'm up there, if I have to drop something off or if we've been up there for a meeting perhaps or something, the constant influx of kids like in and out is insane.
But I'm interested. So Blue Valley does the automated calls. So I'm interested if like Olathe, Shawnee Mission, Bars, any of the Lawrence, do they do that too?
I'm curious about that too.
Because in my kid that's still in elementary school, they'll like call me, but it's also a smaller school because it's just middle school. But like the two ladies at the front office are amazing and I love them. And they'll call me and they'll be like, hey, we saw Brody's absent, just checking. And I'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry, he's sick, or we're out of town and I forgot to call. But I do appreciate them calling. Like, I don't get scared when they call me, I happily answer the phone.
Yes. So that's what I'm trying to think. When they were in middle school.
Middle school. I don't know. But let us know if other school districts do this.
I'm super curious.
And if you're scared, if you're scared of your attendance, lady, man, they, them, whoever they are, if they're scary. Because I'm sure they have. Our lady is, I think she's been working there for quite a while.
She has, and I do feel bad for her. She is super sweet. I'm sure she gets so frustrated.
Yes, but like my husband on his way home today at the airport was like, I don't like the tone.
Right.
So that kind of like irks me with the call. Because every day I'll get calls and it ends in a 3,000. The Blue Valley, and I know exactly what it is. And it's a like, voicemail. It's then I check my text and I've gotten one. And so, yeah, it's like a quadruple whammy.
Right. I know. Yeah. Super frustrated. Okay, let us know if your school does that.
Yes. And if it annoys you.
Yes.
Okay. All right, anything else?
I don't really have anything else.
Nope. I'm sure I have dozens of things, but I don't want to make this a
five hour long podcast. Yes, exactly.
Oh, I got one more thing. Okay, so I am a marketer's dream. When I'm like online scrolling and they're like, buy this serum and you'll look like you're 25.
Okay,
or buy this pill and you'll look like you're 15. Mm-hmm. Or you'll lose 15 pounds or whatever.
Right.
So I've been doing that a lot and my credit card has been getting compromised a lot. which is a lot of contention with my husband because he literally has to replace it like every
week. Wait, people are really stealing all your stuff?
Well, because I am more blindly just trusting that
this is you're just kind of legit, putting it in.
Like, yeah. There was one time that I got those On sneakers. They were like, sale price, $29, which those are never $29.
Yeah.
And so I bought a pair, and I think later our credit card bill came, and my husband was like, did you buy a trip to Bali? And I'm like, I did not, but somebody might have.
I'm thinking now, what were those boots that we were looking for? You bought the last pair at what store?
Mo, it was,
yeah.
At Clairvaux.
At Clairvaux.
Yeah.
Up in Hawthorne. And so then I was trying to find them because they were on sale, which are amazing to find on sale. And then you texted me a link to like StockX or something,
yeah.
Which I used. Had I known this before, I might not have taken
advice.
I'm not the best one.
I did
get the boots.
I have gotten better at like, because you click on it and sometimes they'll even have like the Dick's Sporting Good logo on it.
Oh, so they're
but
really...
then you click on it and it goes to like a whole different website. So I've gotten so much better at looking. But like, and some of the stuff is legit. Like they're really selling this cream saying that you rub it on your earlobes and you'll lose 25 pounds. And like,
that sounds amazing.
And I buy it and then it sits in the drawer because it does not, rubbing cream on your ears is not,
so it's not going to make you lose 25 pounds.
So that's right. Just kind of like a little buyer beware, because especially on Instagram, like now my phone is going to bombard me with all the stuff that we just,
oh, for sure,
listened to, or we just talked about, and just, it's, if it's too good of a deal, it's too good of a deal. Because I had one also where it was like, Stanley, $5. And like I clicked on it and it was not a legit link.
I'm surprised it's not compromising like your social media stuff too. You know how people, but I haven't seen anything, you know, how people like have those links like, oh my gosh, did you know, or I can't believe you did this, or something that shows up on Facebook of people whose accounts have been hacked.
Oh yeah.
Or multiple friend requests. So I think you're good in that.
Well, I'm getting aspect, better. I have to filter myself.
Good.
Yeah.
Well,
I bought 2 fascia blasters. If you ever know what those are like these, they're like claws that was supposed to help make cellulite go away.
And like, is it working?
No. It does not make cellulite magically go away. And it hurts.
I bet it does. And you could probably just like roll, right?
Yeah. Like I could open my own shop of just resale stuff of stuff I thought would work that didn't.
I love that. You could have a garage sale.
I could.
A yard sale.
Yes.
Okay, lots of fun things to think about.
Look out. Maybe I'll have a yard sale here soon, and I will save a fashion blaster for the first listener to come up.
We'll update you.
Yes.
Okay, well.
All right. Well, guys, it's been fun. Be local.
Be Lee with local. Bye. My love.